You're listening to the Better Bodies Podcast with your host, Bria Wanamaker. Hi, I'm a registered psychotherapist, and I'm also a human. And when I noticed that my obsession with food, fitness, and body image was taking over my life in every single way, I knew it was time to make some changes for myself and my health and to bring these important conversations to the forefront. So I started a podcast, and I'm so happy that you're here. You are going to get so much out of these amazing chats. So let's dive in. What's up, y'all? And welcome back to another episode of the Better Bodies Podcast. I'm gonna play the bloopers for you in a sec of me trying to record this intro because it was sexy. I'm sick right now. And I had to do a couple takes beforehand, so I'll play them for you. Because when I opened my mouth, I kind of forgot that nothing was gonna come out. Okay, so which is the irony with this episode is that I'm losing my voice, and what I really want to do in life is find my voice and find where I make the most impact and can give my gifts and skills and tools and things I've picked up along the way and learned from other people and amazing connections that I've made in my life. So I really want to share that with other people. And the irony is that I don't have a voice right now, but I so badly want to express myself and add value to those around me. And it is ironic because this episode is about hibernation and about taking a break. And you've heard me talk about the effects of chronic stress before and how we are built for acute stressors. But we really do just keep going and going and pushing and hustling without any breaks or time to rest. You know, I was talking to a client about this the other day. And I can't remember what the specific topic was, but essentially I was saying, like, when we have our stress response or trauma response and we go into fight, flight, or freeze, we tend to stay in that heightened sense of anxiety, fear for a longer period of time. And like, if you look at, say, a dog, dogs, if they are like, my dog is really tiny and she's terrified of buses. She's terrified of anything. Let's get real here. But she'll have, like, if a city bus drives by, she'll bark at it, freak out. And then, you know, afterwards she does her shaking and calms back down. Or dogs, when they exert a ton of energy, like, you know, when your dog has the zoomies and is really hyper and just running around, and then they have, like, they'll come home after and they'll sleep. Or they'll just, you know, be more subdued. We don't really tend to do that. We have these periods and moments of exhaustion and extreme fatigue, but we don't really take time off. Sometimes we acknowledge them, or more so complain about them to others and say, oh, I'm so tired. But we don't actually take time off from work. We don't actually spend a day in our pajamas or do things that we enjoy. And rest doesn't have to be just chilling, lounging in your pajamas. Rest can literally be you are like reading a book. Maybe you're going on a trail walk in nature. You can do all kinds of things. It doesn't have to look like just like sleeping. There's a difference between rest and recovery and restoration for your brain and body, like sleep, restorative sleep. And there's a difference between soul rest, like doing things that you enjoy and that bring you life and love and laughter and that nourish you inside and out. And so briefly today, I want to talk to you about hibernation and mammals who hibernate. But before I do that, I want you to listen to these little bloopers of the recording that I was trying to do at the beginning of this episode. What's up? Oh, crap. What's up, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Better Bodies Podcast. Anyway, moving along now. So, hibernation is a way that mammals can conserve energy. And when I say hibernation, I'm sure the first thing that comes to mind for you are bears, like as a mammal that hibernates. Don't worry, this episode isn't going to go on for much longer. Thank you for hanging in with me. I know it's probably not the sexiest thing coming into your earbuds right now. So hibernation is a way that animals conserve energy when the environment, the causes, and the conditions around are not substantial for them to keep going. Like, that's why bears and all kinds of other creatures hibernate in the winter when food is more scarce, the land is not as abundant, you know, frost and snow and ice take over, there isn't as much nourishment around. Even if you think of water, the fact that mammals need water to survive, water freezes over, right? And yes, you can get to some, but it just really isn't as abundant and flowing as it is in the spring, summer, and fall months. And hibernation also involves physiological changes, which like involve the body. So it can involve dropping your body temperature, slowing your metabolism, slowing your heart rate. So we really go into that rest and digest. We access the parasympathetic nervous system that I always talk about, where we're in that calm state. They're not in fight or flight. And so it's interesting for me to think that, you know, animals, whether they hibernate or not, let's just say mammals, have a stress or trauma response to where they, you know, shake things off or have a rest period after periods of high energy. And some mammals even hibernate. So after periods where, you know, they're up and about and they're mating and they're hunting and, you know, doing all the survival things, contributing to the ecosystem in their own way, after that, they take a rest. And we don't really do that. We don't really do that. And the effects of chronic stress, I think, are detrimental to our society. I think that people need rest. I think we're becoming more okay with rest and actually doing the behavior of it, but not really mentally. We still have a lot of guilt associated with taking rest or taking time off or not being consistent or following through with our commitments, even if it causes us a great deal of stress. So I wanted to talk to you today about hibernation and give you permission to take time off of things, knowing that you'll come back to them, having that trust within yourself. So I'm going to take a break from the podcast. I've already stopped posting on Instagram a couple weeks ago, and I stopped releasing blog posts, and I've dwindled the podcast down to one episode a week for the past 2 weeks, and I'm going to take a break and relaunch in the new year, and that kills me on the inside because I love creating. I love creating content. Do you know what my favorite thing is actually? Is like doing reading and research and writing for my blog posts. I love that. I learn so much by absorbing information, then paraphrasing, regurgitating out there and putting it in a fun, anecdotal, and educational way for people to understand. I love writing, and I also love the podcast does similarly the same thing for me as it does for blogging. And I love being able to reference the podcast and share it as a free resource for people to help with their mental health and different things like relationships and codependency and body image and all that. And I have some wonderful topics. I have about 2 months worth of topics prepared already and some interviews batched and recorded. And I have more interviews coming up. So I'm not stopping podcasting. I'm stopping releasing the podcast. It's going into hibernation so I can conserve energy, so to speak. But what that really is doing is giving me a chance to double down on my clarity, my intention, my goals moving forward, because there's so many things I'm interested in that I want to share with you. And I really want to get clear on what direction that is. So thank you so much for being here and for listening. And I will be coming at you January 1st in the new year with season 3 of the podcast and a bit of a rebrand and a refocus and really getting clear and intentional with what I share. So please look forward to that in the new year in January 2023, and we will chat again soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. It honestly means the world to me. I love podcasting. I love bringing you this free resource. The best thing that you can do to support the show is to screenshot the episode that you're listening to and any takeaways that you got from it. Share it on social media, tag me in it so that we can chat more about it. And also send it to any friends, family members who you think would also benefit from listening to this. And give it a rating, a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. And that just helps others to be able to find this content as well. We'll chat soon. Bye.